GB1SS, this is Golf Bravo 1, Alpha Kappa Sierra, listening and standing by for a scheduled contact on the International Space Station. Over.
Hello, Golf Bravo. Sierra, this is Golf Bravo. Sierra, I read you by
GB1SS, GB1APS, returning. Welcome, Tim, to Ashfield Primary School in Yorkshire. We have you on Ham TV, so please give us all a wave. And are you ready for your first question? Over.
Hello, Kieran. Hello,
Ashfield. That was the moment that the International Space Station connected with Otley. 10 children at Ashfield Primary School got the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to ask spaceman Tim Peake one question.
If you blow a bubble in space, what shape will it be and will it last long? Over.
Hi, I'm Olivia. How do you communicate with the people down below? Over.
I am Emily. Are your space clothes itchy or soft? Over.
I am Zach. Does helium work the same in space? Over.
I am Grace. What would happen to a balloon in the ISS that this is attached to a string? Over.
Hi, I am Lee. Although you are with other members up in the ISS, do you ever get lonely? Over.
Hi, Libby. No, I never get lonely because there's always so much to do up here. And as well as working with my crewmates, we're talking every day to mission control centres all around the world, so we get to speak to lots of other people as well. Over.
Stray FM went along to watch and talk to some of those involved, including assistant head teacher Stephanie Davison.
So we ran a competition in school, so all of the children could put their question into a box, and then we sent the box off to NASA and the space station, and they chose the questions, so they chose the ones that they thought were, I don't know how they chose them, but they were fabulous questions. It's such an exciting time, and we've had such a good time. We've done the Science, Technology and Maths Festival a couple of weeks ago, and we knew this was happening, and I think we are such a school that works together so well that we're just so pleased we got this opportunity, and any questions that we get to ask are fabulous. Because it's from us and it's from our school.
We also spoke to pupils Sophie and Paul, who was in the audience, and Zach Shaffrey, who got to ask Tim Peake a question.
First we all had to come into school early, and then we went into the hall where we eat our dinner so we can sit down and talk to Tim Peake. He came up on the screen and we saw him.
I asked, does helium work the same in space? Because there's no gravity in space and you float around. And down here, helium floats around. So I thought, what would happen if there was no gravity and some helium? And the answer was, it sort of works the same because there's no force to fight against it.
GB1SS, GB1APS returning. Tim, that was fantastic. Everyone wants to say thank you. GB1SS is the GB1APS handing back to the International Space Station for a final. GB1APS off and clear.
Well, it's been lovely talking to everybody at Ashfield Primary School in West Yorkshire. I hope you're having a nice sunny day and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for the great questions. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.